Officials in Springfield, Massachusetts are pledging a full and complete investigation into allegations of misconduct by a school resource officer. What was described at a City Hall news conference Tuesday as a, quote, conflict and, quote, physical interaction between a police officer and a student at Springfield's Kiley Middle School will be investigated by the police department's Internal Affairs Unit, the Hamden District Attorney, the State Child Welfare Agency, and the city's Civilian Police Review Board.
The information that was brought to our attention warrants a very closer look and further investigation.
Mayor Dominic Sarno said city and school department officials made the April 22nd incident public just as soon as they found out about it.
And we want to get to the bottom of this ASAP and make sure the issue is remedied. And as we continue to enhance and restore our police department's integrity and professionalism.
The Springfield Police Department has been reeling from a series of headline-grabbing cases of officer misconduct and has been accused in the past of foot-dragging on internal investigations and cover-ups. Citing privacy laws when juveniles are involved, officials at the news conference said they could not disclose many details of what transpired. The officer, who was not identified, has been reassigned to desk duty but not suspended, according to Acting Police Commissioner Cheryl Claproot.
And I can just guarantee you a full and complete investigation.
City and school officials said they became aware of the incident after the child was treated by a doctor who notified the Massachusetts Department of Children and Families about suspected abuse. The officials said there is video of the incident. Earlier this year, video circulated on social media that appeared to show a Springfield police officer grab a student by the neck in the hallway of Commerce High School. The Hamden District Attorney's Office is investigating. Officers from what's called the Springfield Police Department's Quebec Unit have been assigned to the public middle and high schools for at least 25 years. Sarno said Tuesday it's time to examine their duties.
Things evolve. They've done a good job, but things do evolve.
Springfield School Superintendent Dan Warwick said he does not want police officers removed from the schools.
Having school resource officers in the school has ensured student and staff safety, and you've seen tragedies throughout the country. And, you know, we haven't had that in Springfield, thank God. So they've been very, very helpful over the years.
Police officers assigned to the Quebec unit are expected to provide security in school buildings, but also develop a rapport with students, according to Claproot.
A lot of students we hear from love the CAPS in the schools, and they turn into mentors, and they do good things. And actually, some students go on to be police officers because of the role models that we have in the schools.
Also on Tuesday, the Hamden District Attorney's Office issued an appeal for people to come forward if they witnessed a confrontation between two people in the Walmart parking lot on Boston Road in Springfield on the Saturday night before Easter. An off-duty Springfield police captain is alleged to have drawn a firearm in the parking lot during an argument over a road rage incident. Captain Richard LaBelle was suspended for 5 days last week by Claproot and will be placed on paid administrative leave pending the outcome of the investigation by the DA. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.